From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Ipswich and District Radio Club held its end-of-year Christmas function on Saturday the 8th of November. We do like to get in early. It was in the peaceful surrounds of Colo Gardens in Ipswich. The day commenced around 11 a.m. It was attended by members, their partners and families. Now, while it was generally a good chance to catch up on what's been happening throughout the year, a few activities were also held. Members brought along their computers to do some tracking in SDR. Other activities included a fox hunt with all the hounds after the fox. The fox was eventually located. A big congratulations to Byron. A barbecue cook-off was held to see who was the best chef on the day, the single members or the family man or woman. At the end of the day, it was agreed it was too close to call. A good time was had by all who attended. President Peter, VK4SIR, reminds members the next business meeting of the club is tomorrow night, Monday, November 24, at the clubhouse in Deebing Street from 7:30. All members are urged and welcome to attend. Reporting from Ipswich, this is Alan, VK4FABR.
Hi, this is Tim, VK4VI, relaying the news from Burpengary East on 1.843 MHz.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. The plane spotters, able to get to the Brisbane airport for the G20 arrivals, had some good sport, it seems. Amateurs, on the other hand, were prevented from entering the secure area possessing two-way radios. Now, I wondered how far along the pecking order this restriction applied. There was one notable attending, who was also an amateur, but I didn't see the Indonesian president, pedestrian mobile. This week has seen interesting weather around VK4, with bushfires, storms and more hints at a coming El Nino. Whilst I prepare this item, the thunder presides over the faint sprinkle of rain on the roof. Earlier I read that 10 metres is open again. Just to mark the season, spring temperature records blew out the summer records and left us wondering what might be in store for summer. A 2 metre repeater was transmitting an alert message from the mountain during loss of mains when power to the local TV transmission site was lost during a storm this past week. Once again, it is the time to put our hobby in perspective to the weather. With the flooding of part of the Metropolitan Rail network and cancellation of services, I can only imagine the mobile phone traffic this generated. Areas lost electricity and suffered storm damage, and once again, this would have caused congestion on the telephone system. If you were stuck at a railway station or saw your vehicle swept away in flash floods, or smashed by storm-damaged items, if you found someone injured or a neighbour was ill, just what would you do to help yourself and others? And just what would I do to help? I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.